following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. Welcome back to The Root Nook. I don't know if they're still around today, but when I was growing up, cooties were everywhere. I heard phrases like, girls go to college to get more knowledge, and boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. And my brother and I had a clubhouse in an old shed. It was decorated with wallpaper samples. And we put a sign on the door to keep the girls out. We wanted it to say, no girls allowed. But we couldn't spell, so it said, no grills allowed. So I say all that just to say that there was always this back and forth between boys and girls. And it wasn't ever malicious. You know, we were kids. It was all in good fun. So even at an early age, both boys and girls realized we're a little different from each other. So what is the difference between boys and girls? This is episode 8 of The Root Nook. I'm with Stupid.
Why are boys such jerks?
You're not thinking about alfalfa, are you?
Oh, no, 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 no way.
Are you sure?
Things are like a bad song. Once you get them stuck in your head, you can't get them out again.
Why do they have to be so different?
Girls get along with each other.
Boys stand up for themselves.
Girls care.
Boys take what's theirs.
Boys won't listen.
All they want to do is talk.
They like to moon ya.
No, we don't.
Giggling and gossiping.
Fighting and farting.
Barbies and bracelets.
Boogers and bugs.
Ice skating.
Bungee jumping.
Synchronized swimming.
I'm trying to get them to sit still.
Boys! Yeah!
Girls!
And the worst thing of all,
they smell weird!
Okay, let's go.
Gross. What was that?
Don't know.
What's the difference between boys and girls?
Wow. Okay.
It's just,
What's the difference between boys and girls?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's a pretty common question,
oh,
but...
Oh, gosh. Is this going to be aired? Let's try to determine how I respond.
We can come back to it later.
Yeah, let me think about it for a minute. The difference between boys and girls. Girls hold a grudge.
Is your wife standing there?
Yeah.
Just in general?
However it relates to you.
The difference between boys and girls.
The difference between boys and girls. How much time do you have?
Well, the difference between guys and girls is a bit. I mean, it's a lot of things.
I know. It should be easy.
But
to
I
answer.
Have to be careful what I say because you're my husband. If I say, "Well, girls, our emotions are more involved," you immediately go, "Oh, I know it."
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that my answers are probably going to be a lot less insightful than Mom's.
Well. You're talking about you and Corey, I guess, and just a general question, right?
All right, Corey's a girl, sure.
What kind of question is that? I mean, what are we talking about? Do you narrow it down, or is this just like a physical thing?
No, I'm going to ask every guest the same question, and after like 10 episodes or whatever, I'm going to write a song about it.
Oh, got it. Yeah, trust me, you don't want to write a song after whatever I have to say. You're going to want to take the average. I'm what they call an outlier.
Well, what's your answer?
What's my answer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so instead of putting all these answers back to back, I figured it best to edit all the responses by episode, starting with episode one.
You're a construction worker like me, and I react to things differently than, say, my wife or another guy that might work at a pastry shop or something. But now, are you going to be interviewing people that are neither a boy or a girl? That might throw your answer off a little bit.
That would be called an outlier.
I go ahead and just nix that real quick.
Well, I can tell you that I did not have sisters. I had two brothers, and of course, when in our family, then mom and I, we raised two boys, so I don't have the perspective of how girls are, you know, growing up as much. How can I answer that one?
When I think about it, I mean, it's very unique to the individual, I know, but generally, when I think about you and Corey compared to your little girls growing up at that time, is that you both like motion. You were always hit the ground running. You like to move physically, and you also like to move things around.
The difference between boys and girls, okay. So, let's just get this out of the way. I mean, other than a couple inches, I mean, there's, if I phrase it like this, I should be able to narrow this down to something. Well, if I just compare myself to my wife, I think it's lots of different emotions, I would say. Emotions and reactions, that's the biggest difference, I would say.
I think that sometimes the misconception about girls being more emotional than boys, I think they are more emotional than most people think. They just express it differently. They feel it, but they don't always wear their heart on their sleeve.
When it comes to expressing oneself, too, you know, of course, I noticed that the difference between mom and myself as we were dating or even since we were married, and I always blamed it, I just attributed it to the fact that I was a little bit more introverted, she was a little bit more extroverted. I used fewer words. She used more words. I boiled everything down to the fewest amount of words or a concise thought before I said it. And she used the process of wording things vocally to process things, I guess, and to get to whatever point there was to make.
I also think that they can, you could have an argument with somebody, and okay, that's the end of that. It doesn't last for days.
Yeah, throw a few punches and be done with it.
Yeah.
That's how me and Corey did it.
Yeah, or have it out, and then it's like, we're done. And if we're girls, sometimes it's like, they have a hard time letting go of the argument, and they remember it and every little detail about it, and it's hard just to let it go sometimes. And then they continue to bring it up. I guess, as I got older, I feel like Dad really helped me with that because, you know, he'll say, it's already done. You know, it's already done. Just start, you're analyzing it. You're overanalyzing everything. And they just, seems like sometimes dad or men have a way to compartmentalize stuff, and they also have a real nothing box. They don't think about anything. I'm like, how can you not think of something? My mind is going 100 miles an hour all the time. He does have a nothing box. There's nothing in there. He goes through it quite frequently.
I know from my own experience with growing up with two brothers, we were always out doing something. a lot of physical activity, exploring together, and of course, if we got into the spat or got an argument or whatever, whether you argued or tussled or fought or whatever, you got over it. You took care of what you needed to take care of, and then you moved on, and you didn't go back and revisit it. And I think that's just personal observation. I think that's one of the differences in the way conflict is handled. I guess for want of a better way to put it, it seems like there's a lot more strings attached when it comes to the girls, or things to deal with when it comes to seeking resolution or coming to resolution about arguments or disagreements or whatever.
The guys have a different way of showing that they care. It's more like saying, hit them. That's more of a compliment than a hug or, a handshake or something. They express it differently. I never really missed, not having a girl. I mean, I used to think I probably would, but I really didn't. I really enjoyed having boys as children. There wasn't all that emotional stuff that the other girls talked about.
Episode 2.
Gosh, so coming from my own experience, it could be different in general because yes, obviously I have one boy and one girl. So my boy was not one that was slamming trucks and everything and being wild and crazy like a stereotypical young boy. But I will say one of the biggest differences has been that you ask Wiley, how was your day? It was good. You ask Bailey, how was your day? And you get about a 45-minute answer, minimum. So you have to make yourself comfortable and get a glass of tea when you ask Bailey a question. And so having talked with other parents, that very similar experience with other parents that have boys and girls. So that would be my main, difference there that I've noticed.
I guess it goes along the same lines of all the other ones too, but I usually get sharing feelings and stuff like that. That's usually along the lines.
Right. And that's pretty consistent too. Yeah, Wiley will, if you're really pulling it out of him, but you have to ask the right questions. You don't have to ask the girl questions. She just lets you know. Yep.
Oh, that's a good question. I can tell you the difference between my boy and girl, between Wiley and Bailey. Wiley internalizes everything and Bailey verbalizes everything. So night and day when it comes to that. He's very quiet and she puts her feelings out there for the whole world to know. So are all boys and girls that way? I doubt it, but my two are.
I think the majority of them are a lot like that. Episode 3.
You're not talking about a particular age, right? You just mean men, women, or do you mean kids?
Whatever it means to you. You said you had two kids of your own. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, so I guess when somebody says boys, girls, I think it's children. I have two girls, so my perspective is from there. It has been interesting. In my circle of friends, the moms that had boys, me who had just girls, and just the differences from day one of the way the boys are to the way the girls are. And as an adult, it's kind of eye-opening because, with relationships and, my spouse is very different from me in some ways. And, it was interesting to see, from the beginning, we're very different. And kind of the sort of saying between us parents is, the girls are much better when they're little, but we're going to pay for it when they're teens, where the boys are, terrible young, and then they're going to be, worry about them less when they're older. So I have that to look forward to as a mom of girls. But, I don't know. Specific differences, I see the boys are just wilder. The girls are more emotional. Such drama from such a young age. It was such a clear difference, and not every little boy and little girl falls into that, but I would say 75%, the boys are one way and the little girls are another way, and it's really funny.
Well, the one thing that comes to mind when you ask what's the difference between boys and girls, I just automatically think of my husband and I and how the grieving experience has been different from each of us. My husband is very unto himself. He experienced the loss of our boys in a way in which I did not, and I experienced the loss of our boys in a way in which he did not. I got to bond with the boys, and I have a mothering nature, which women, I think, are more open with their feelings and are more open to sharing and sharing those experiences, while men kind of internalize. So I become an oversharer. I talk a lot. I share a lot. I do a lot of arts and crafty things and try to find out and express everything in a very emotional way, while my husband kind of locks it down and focuses straight ahead, because in the end he sees himself as the protector of the family, so therefore he needs to be strong so that I can go through what I need to go through. So ultimately, like, I think men, they charge ahead and they just do what needs to be done, and they focus. They focus on things outside of what they're actually feeling, because, I mean, especially when it comes to my husband, he's the breadwinner, so he needs to go to work, he needs to accomplish goals throughout the day, he needs to have focus. For me, I am a very emotional person, so as a woman, I've been able to, you know, forge ahead. I can cry when I need to. I can talk to random strangers about the boys while my husband, you know, has to have that focus.
You know, I think guys and girls tend to grieve a little bit differently. Like I said, in our household, you know, I'm primarily the worker, so I think oftentimes a lot of boys, men, try to contain a lot of their emotion, because, you know, that's just, I think it's just a dude's thing, but you know, and still have to, you know, go back to work or go back to, you know, whatever their job is, because I think society definitely looks, if we were to go into a room, you know, most everyone will go and, you know, give McKenna a hug and pat her on the back, and, you know, I guess you'd say, like, cry with her, but, you know, everyone's just kind of like, oh yeah, Brian, like, hey, like, we're really sorry. And it's not because people are being mean or anything like that. Like, it's not something that I think is offensive. You know, I think women have a much stronger support network for tragedies like this.
Absolutely.
Especially from other women compared to men. Because, again, like, I've never carried a baby, and I don't know any men who have. You know, the most, you know, I'll have a lot of my buddies from college or in my unit who will text me and be like, hey, bro, like, really sorry. And, I mean, and that's kind of like the extent of it. It's like, hey, thanks, man. You know, hey, you need anything, I got you. All right. Hey, thanks, dude. Appreciate it. And really, like, there's nothing, I can't really think of anything in the past year that I really went to someone like, hey, like, I needed this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I never asked somebody, like, hey, I need you. It's hard. I mean, there's been a handful of times where I was talking and, you know, got briefly emotional, and then, you know, I immediately, you know, kind of stopped myself, you know, wiped away any tear out of my eye, and then kind of like, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I mean, because, like, again, for a man, it's like, hey, man, you know, hey, you're good, man. You know, don't worry about it. It's not a thing. You know, I got you. You know, we love you. And it's like, yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the end of it. Like, you know, I'm not gonna go join a group or anything like that. I'm not trying to make fun of my wife. I mean, that's her coping mechanisms. Like, I don't post on Facebook about it or anything like that. I just kind of keep it to myself. And then, you know, there's a select group of buddies out there that, you know, I'll share a few things with. But again, it's one of those things, especially if you've never had a loss like that, you just don't really understand.
Episode 4.
I think guys are more logical. Well, guys approach things, I wouldn't say logical. Guys approach things more, I don't want to say logical, because I'm not going to say that girls aren't logical, but emotions removed, and we put our heart in a little more. I don't know. I don't want guys to not sound like they don't put their heart into things, but women are feelers. We're a little bit, I think, more intuitive than men are. Not that men don't get gut feelings and things, but I think that women lean into their intuition a bit more than men do. Guys will go into a situation and be like, well, oh, that might be an issue, we'll worry about that later, and just keep rolling. Where a woman could go into the same situation and her intuition kick in and stop for a minute and assess. And that doesn't mean we don't sometimes overthink things, but does that make sense? I don't know.
Episode 5.
What's the difference between boys and girls? Well,
Boys talk about getting things done, and girls accomplish it. They just get it done. They don't need to talk about it. They don't need to, you know, hey, I need to go this. No, they just get it done. That's your difference right there.
It's hard to generalize like that. Because I know a lot of men who are very feminine and could be described more as being like a girl. And I know a lot of really masculine girls who could be very much like a man. But I guess if you had to generalize, I'd say that girls seem to care a lot more than boys do.
Care about what?
Just about things. Just whatever. Whatever is in, you know, whatever the concern is, the girl is probably going to care more about it. And maybe they're more passionate because they're more emotional.
Yeah, I don't really think there is a difference just because I don't like to generalize. And there are so many people who aren't what you would expect them to be. When it comes down to it, you know, I think people are just who they were born to be. And if biology tells you to be feminine or masculine, then that's what you're going to be. But it's not necessarily, you know, based on biological facts. So really when it comes out to it, I have a hard time even coming up with differences because we're all just people.
Yeah, that's interesting. I knew your viewpoint would be a little different than the ones I've had so far.
Yeah,
I was really looking forward to hearing what you had to say.
I wish I had a better response. I remember when you posted that question, I was really struggling with it, and I wish I'd actually thought about it and come up with a good answer.
Yeah.
We're just like anybody else. We have our good days and our bad days, and she puts me in my place when I need to be, which is quite often, and, you know, she has that look when I need to quiet down or, you know, when I need to bite my tongue, and, you know, she got her hands full with me, so... I love the lady for that. You know, she really has her hands full with me. I feel privileged and I feel honored to have be let in and just be a part of helping raise Joey. I think that's one of the best things about being in a relationship with Selena.
I mean, She really is so much more like a guy. Even, I mean, this is talking more about my sister than Joey, but my sister's never really been a very sentimental person. And even growing up, I always wanted, like, that special sisterly bond with her. Never really quite had that, and never really understood why. You know, why doesn't my sister just love me? Why can't she just be nice to me or play with me or whatever? Even now, as an adult, She acts way more like a guy than a girl. She's not going to get overly sentimental about her relationship or whatever else. You know, she doesn't want to hug. She's like, don't touch me. Like, why are you being weird? Or whatever. She's just very, like, I don't know. She likes to just kind of keep her distance, I guess. It's just not her thing. But I've come to accept that. You know, I've come to realize, you know, she's not the kind of person that she is. That's okay.
Absolutely. So whether you're a boy or a girl, there's personality crossovers from everybody. The difference is the personalities.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd say
okay.
So. I mean, I'm not completely oblivious to the fact that more girls are going to have the feminine traits and more boys are going to have the masculine traits, but it still doesn't change the fact that it's not all of them.
What would be general feminine traits and masculine traits?
Even that is just so cultural. It's different in different cultures, you know. I mean, if I were to focus just on American culture, then I'd say, you know, like masculine traits would be, you know, manual labor or you know. I just really struggle with that just because I hate generalizing.
Episode 6.
When I taught kindergarten, when I always counted to see how many boys were in my classroom and how many girls were in my classroom, because I could tell if I had girls, the bathroom break would take forever, and if I had boys, I had to have extra recess to get the energy out before I could teach them anything. But I think the main difference between boys and girls is the way their mind works. I think, and this is not disrespectful, I'm kind of jealous in a way. I think guys, especially Ken, his mind is like a dirt road,
calm. There might be a breeze, a little dust blow up once in a while, but pretty steady pace. And then a woman's mind, a girl's mind like mine, is like a highway with wrecks happening and connections being missed and detours and construction, but getting something done in the midst of all of that. That would be my quick response of what's the difference between girls and boys.
So you see it as a road trip.
Yeah, and they get there completely different ways.
Yeah.
And yet, a dirt road is like a highway, or it's not a highway, it's like one road, and there's like these deep grooves sometimes in that dirt road that's hard to get them out of that deep groove to see something new. And with a girl, their mind's so busy, they need to slow down and pay attention to the details, maybe. Because that's balance.
What's that?
I said, and then you need to find a balance somewhere.
Oh, I thought you said something about violence.
No, that can happen. We prefer that it doesn't.
Boys are much more simple, and girls are complicated. Now you could really delve deep into why they're simple and why they're complicated, but that would probably be more adequately described or discussed by a counselor or a therapist.
And episode 7.
Now, about raising boys and girls, or?
That's just the question, and whatever comes to mind to you is a great answer.
Well, you know, I can mostly speak from my own experience of my family. Girls were more free to talk about their feelings, and for the boys, you sort of had to draw it out from them. They weren't quite as free to express their feelings. And you know, I felt like I didn't do a very good job in drawing that out like I wish I would have. I wish I'd have been more intentional.
Well, there you have it. Boys and girls from California to Florida, they were all asked the same question. What's the difference between boys and girls? And the only commonality between all the answers, they related it to their own lives. The reason I decided to ask this question was because it's relatable to everybody. But I know that my answer will be different than somebody else. But either one doesn't make it a general truth. But this is the Root Note Podcast, so there's going to be a song. And I'm kind of going out on a limb here because I haven't written it yet. I'm recording this first. But I just listened to the vocal edit all the way through for the first time. And the thing that stuck out to me the most is that it's natural for boys and girls to do things differently. It can be frustrating at times, but we all know deep down we're different. And like I said, I haven't written the song yet, but this is a title I have in mind. With me and Erica Chambers on vocals, this is I'm With Stupid.
I'm with Stupid, and it's my fault. I fell in love with everything you are and everything you are not. Well, I wish I had one of those t-shirts announcing it to the world.
Why? So you can make a fool of me?
No, babe, say you're my girl.
I wish you at least try to be sweet like you did when we first met.
Well, if I were like that all the time, it wouldn't be special, would it?
Well, I don't get it.
Well, no, of course you would. I'm with Stupid, and it's my fault. I fell in love with everything you are and everything you are not. When it comes down to it, I might be wrong, but you can't prove it.
Well, why is it?
What now?
You don't see what I see.
Well, if I was in your mind, baby, I'd see a lot of things. But tell me, why don't you ever let things go?
Well, baby, I tried, but in my mind, you don't ever choose.
course I wouldn't. I'm with stupid, and it's my fault. I fell in love with everything you are and everything you are not. When it comes down to it, I might be wrong, but you can't prove it, 'cause I'm with stupid. Woman.
I may not understand my man,
but I'll be patient.
Oh, come on, really?
Here we go. Well, clearly I'm with stupid, and it's my fault. I fell in love with everything you are and everything you are not. I'm with stupid, and it's my fault. I fell in love with everything you are.
And with that, we complete season one of The Root Note. Let us know what you think at Root Note Pod on Twitter. Some of you have already had your songs ordered for season two, but if you haven't already, go to putthemintasong.com,
where you have a better voice than you think.